All right, good morning. 8:14, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Today, we got some clouds, maybe some flurries possible. High of 32 tonight, cloudy, low of 25. Saturday, cloudy, chance for light snow, high of 32. Snow everywhere, man. Then Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 31, so a brisk weekend.
That fucks.
It's actually been very wintry all of a sudden. Yeah. Took a while to get here, but now we're in it, man.
It's hanging around, too.
Now we're in it. All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
High-speed chase or obsessed with a cop?
Your call.
Oh, man, they're both really good. Let's do high-speed chase.
That's cool.
We'll save the obsessed. 24-year-old guy named Dwayne Wilson of Wakefield, Virginia, was out Wednesday morning. And he sped through a construction zone, and the cops tried to pull him over. Mm-hmm. All right?
Hauling ass,
man.
Don't do it through a construction zone. What does the sign say?
Now,
10 years?
It's 5 years in jail, $10,000 fine if you hit a construction worker. Mm-hmm. Dwayne took off. He wound up leading them on a high-speed highway chase through three counties. At one point, the cops even clocked him at 130 miles an hour.
Lord.
Dude, he was hauling. Nice car.
What was he driving?
I don't know.
87 sheepdog.
Ford Fiesta. A Fiero. I can see Fiero going 100. Yeah. I saw one the other day, and I'm like, oh,
sick.
Fiero.
That's a good-looking Fiero.
My buddy had one of those in high school. God, that thing was a death trap. Yeah. After about 35 miles, the cops managed to box him in, so he had to pull over on the shoulder. When they arrested him, he told him he did it because it was, quote, a lifelong dream to run from the police.
Wow.
He's been charged with the looting so far, but more charges are probably coming. Look at him, just smiling. He's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, first of all, you're 24. That's not a lifelong dream to have.
No.
All right? I can understand maybe like an 89-year-old running from the cops saying, why? I've always wanted to. I've always wanted to be in a high school.
Trying to get away in my Buick.
In my Cadillac. he's going to jail. Not good.
So here's the thing. Just don't run from the cops. You're going to get caught. Especially, you know what high-speed chase is? Why I don't understand them? Because eventually that chopper is going to get in the air.
It's going to get there.
You can't outrun a chopper.
You have to understand, all right? Unless you're Dale Earnhardt Jr., you do not have the driving wherewithal to get away from cops who have practiced this.
Yeah.
They practice pit maneuvers and, I mean, they train for this kind of stuff. And you, in your little Mazda Miata, you're not going to get away from them.
I remember as a kid asking my dad, we were on a road trip one time, my brother and I, hey, Dad, if you were going to rob a bank, what kind of car would you use to get away? Would you use like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini? He's like, no. He's like, I'd use just a regular old Toyota. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you just blend in with everybody else. I'm like, oh, there you go, Dad, thinking.
So smart. Your dad's robbed a bank before.
He might have. He's thought about this before.
You remember that really good Christmas you guys had?
Right.
Your dad robbed a bank.
Yeah.
He never got caught.
I wonder why he got everything I wanted.
And he sold the Corolla right after the chase.
No, I got it. That was my first car.
I wonder why he kept getting pulled over. I don't know what's going on here.
Ooh.
All right, so don't run from the cops, you morons.